The Army Bomb Disposal Team and the Garda Technical Bureau were on the scene last night of the explosion in a Dublin homeless hostel where one man in his 30s died. None of the other residents was injured, and the hostel's operator, DePaul Ireland, described it as a localised incident. Our reporter Samantha Librari was at the scene of the explosion in the Dublin North Inner City following the incident. Samantha is on the line now. The explosion happened, Samantha, mid-afternoon, about 3:30 yesterday. Will you talk us through what is known about what happened there?
That's right, Mary. Just after 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, emergency services were called to the DePaul Homeless Hostel on Little Britain Street in Dublin's North Inner City. For anyone who doesn't know that area, it's just opposite the former courts complex on Green Street, and it's a short walk from Capel Street, Dublin's fruit markets and the forecourts. They were responding to reports of an explosion at the premises, which houses 73 men and women, and five units of Dublin Fire Brigade attended the scene. Now, they brought the incident under control in less than half an hour, and shortly afterwards Gardaí confirmed that there had been an explosion and that one man in his 30s had died in the incident. Now, while some of the 73 other residents of the hostel were there at the time, nobody else was injured in the explosion.
Is there any indication at this stage as to what caused that explosion?
Well, when we arrived at the scene yesterday, not long after the explosion, several of the residents were still outside. They were wrapped in foil blankets, surveying the scene and clearly quite frightened by what had happened. We can hear from some of them now.
I was on the second floor. I heard an awful bang, and then all of a sudden the alarms went off. At the moment, everyone's been scared, unsure.
The staff knocked on the door for it, so we straight down out to the corner with everyone else.
I was in my room on the bed going to sleep. The only thing that woke me up was actual smoke.
Yeah.
And Samantha, DePaul Ireland, they operate the hostel. What have they done? There's something like 73 residents there. So what have they done? How have they been able to help them with alternative accommodation?
Well, just to say, Mary, statements were released yesterday by Gardaí and DePaul, who are the operators of the hostel, and the Dublin Region Homeless Executive, who would be responsible for the operation of the hostel too. They said that the explosion had happened inside the hostel. It was confined to one room, and they described it as an isolated incident. Now, initially, the 73 residents of the hostel, they were given temporary shelter in a nearby Focus Ireland homeless facility. DePaul released a statement, another one late last night, saying that all service users had been provided with alternative accommodation, and they thanked their NGO partners and the Dublin Region Homeless Executive for their assistance with that. Last night, we saw some of those residents being taken off on buses. I was told one group were being taken to County Kildare for the night. But I suppose the big question is, we know how stretched homeless services already are. So will they be able to reaccommodate these residents on a longer term basis? But the charity does have some experience of dealing with this kind of thing, because less than 2 years ago, a fire was started at this very same premises. At the time, it led to six people being injured, one of them seriously. A man was convicted and sentenced to a number of years in prison in relation to that incident. But at the time, the facility had to be evacuated while they dealt with the damage caused by that fire. It was reported it cost Dublin City Council €2 million to repair that damage and house residents elsewhere. So you'd expect that they'll be drawing on the experience of that episode in dealing with what happened here last night.
And any further, more recent updates from Garda Síochána?
Well, late last night, the Army Defence Force Explosive Ordnance Disposal experts were called to the scene. They were there for a number of hours, just until just after midnight. And in a statement released in the early hours of this morning, they said they'd carried out what they described as a post-blast analysis and clearance. And they said that included a controlled explosion. Now, Gardaí also carried out a technical examination of the scene last night. And both of those examinations will help Gardaí in their investigation into what caused the explosion.
Samantha Librari for now.